I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. One of my favorite fishing celebrities is Brian Rosedahl. He's a great guy, and he's a great fisherman, especially out on the ice. He taught me a trick. It was a number of years ago, but I use it a lot, and it never seems to fail. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
Brian Rosedahl and I, we were fishing in a small lake for bluegills, big bluegills. He knew they were there, but he said they have a tendency to move around. We drilled some holes, and sure enough, we got into them right away, but pretty soon they were gone. Drilled a few more holes, and we found them again, but they were a good 35, 40 feet away. He said, we got to get a sucker minnow down. And I said, why, is there pike in here too? He says, no, we're going to put the sucker minnow down to hold the bluegills under the hole. And I'm like, I don't get what you mean here. He said, for some reason, when you put a large sucker minnow down the hole where there's a school of bluegills, those bluegills that have been roaming around will come over there and become very stationary. So you can hold those bluegills under your hole with a decoy. It's not a decoy for pike. It's a decoy for the bluegills themselves to keep them from moving off to another location where you got to drill a whole bunch of holes and then try to find them again. Try it sometime. It really works well. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.